The answer is B, generation of reactive oxygen species. The key point here is just knowing that following a myocardial infarction, that after you reperfuse that necrotic tissue, you can actually get what's called reperfusion injury, which is due to oxygen radical formation. In this case, same thing, just generation of reactive oxygen species, nothing overly complicated. It's not that there has to be any one type of arrhythmia that could be precipitated by this, but in the context of this question, it's just the sequence that we have. It was just a guy who underwent reperfusion, and now he's got an arrhythmia. We say, well, most likely just reperfusion injury, and that's it.